Chapter 1, London, December 2017. When I was younger, back in the days my children like to call olden times, but that were in fact only the late 1980s, you had to wait until the morning newspaper or the evening news to receive word on what was happening on the other side of the world. You would sit down with a brew on the sofa at night and watch the world fall apart in front of your eyes, but only for half an hour. Or you would unfold your newspaper at the breakfast table and be appalled at what one group of humans was doing to another in places you'd never seen or heard of. Nowadays, things were different. In this age of 24-hour rolling news cycles and the power of the internet, you could be happily stirring pasta sauce on your hob when you were faced with the kind of news that had the potential to shake your comfortable existence to its very heart. And that was how it was for me. I had a wooden spoon in one hand and my smartphone in the other, absent-mindedly scrolling through the news, when I saw the headline that made my heart pound and my head spin. Missing Briton Olivia Bennett believed found after 8 bodies discovered in US National Park. The picture that accompanied the headline was of a young woman with shoulder-length brown hair and a bright, slightly lopsided smile. The wonky grin was a result of the damage done to her face after a terrible car accident when she was only 14, an accident that killed both her parents and her baby brother. How can you possibly tell all that from a photo, you ask? Because that girl was one of my best friends. I will never forget her face or the fact that I'm to blame for her disappearance. New York City, December 1995. The bar was packed. We'd known it would be. Rachel had chosen it specifically because it was top of the list of New York's trendy places to be seen. She'd read about it in one of her guidebooks, and it was everything we dreamed of, and more. For tonight, we weren't 3 ordinary girls from England. We were actors in our very own Hollywood movie, out on the town, looking to have a great time. We wanted to dance, flirt outrageously, if given half a chance, and drink cocktails in an uptown Manhattan bar.